swearing, Paul.
The profanity bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
You should be extremely afraid.
By now, you might have heard that the latest movie of Hollywood's never-ending superhero production line, Venom, was a train wreck. But just how badly does it suck? The answer? Pretty damned bad. And what'll hopefully be the last of these superhero cash cows, please, no more, I beg of you. Venom follows an investigative journo played by Tom Hardy who has his own program called The Eddie Brock Report. We know he's a serious reporter because he has a teeny tiny book and is frequently seen snooping around cavernous corporate hallways.
Pretty good at it.
And after doing a little digging into this Elon Musk tech giant type at a very creatively titled Life Corporation, Eddie finds out about these new parasites called symbiotes. And this is why they're important.
But the union between human and symbiote is the key to our evolution.
Eddie eventually gets infected where we see the parasite, who may as well have been voiced by Mufasa from The Lion King. Causes all kinds of trouble and chaos as the parasite takes over his personality from within.
I'm hearing a voice.
The performances? Cringy and awkward. Tom Hardy and Michelle Williams, who plays Eddie's love interest, have a really stilted chemistry, which makes no sense because they're both great actors in their own right. But it's like the director just went on set and said, "You, Tom, angry. Michelle, be stiff as a board, but still be meek, coy, and warmly approachable," leaving an effect which is just incredibly boring. And for something that should be dark, gory, and morally ambiguous, instead we've got an anti-hero origin story that just is piggybacking off the latest cultural trend right now. For superhero movies to be goofy, Deadpool, I'm looking at you. Like, we've been left with this mess of a PG-13 impression of a superhero movie. Seriously, the most grotesque thing in the entire show has got to be watching Tom Hardy shovel tater tots into his mouth like a goddamn Neanderthal. The best way I can describe Venom is to think of this movie like a fake designer handbag, a cheap knockoff impression copycatting the latest trend. It deserves absolutely no more than 1 out of 5.
Triple J.